train your brain to reset, to switch off. And it's not switching off like no longer seeing things, no longer hearing it. On the contrary, if I switch off my thinking, my brain is much more open to get information in. Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind. In the last episode of Lead Well, we talked about principles and what they are and how they guide us, our actions, our behavior. And I shared with you that for neuropositive, I have set four principles that I want to be guided by, and I feel every one of my clients should know more about, because it's a great way of thinking about the world. And let me share with you what that is. So the very first principle in neuropositive is presence. The second one is perspective. The third is progress. And the fourth is purpose. So let's look into this first principle of presence. Why do I think it's so important, and what is it, and how can I get there? Presence to me is a state where I am fully aware of my surroundings. And it actually can have an additional level, an additional depth, and that is, as in the trust technique, we say a place of non-thinking. So let me share what I know by that. To me, being present is being aware of what's going on, being able to listen to others, actively listening, as we said, being able to understand, being able to observe, being able to be curious. It's a place of openness, because I know what's going on in me. I'm aware of my own state. I'm aware of my own body. And I'm aware of the environment. And I'm aware of everyone around me. Now, this to me is extremely important. And I will share why. Because there was a time in my life where I completely lost that feeling. I completely lost this state of being where I am. And this is when I was still working in the corporate world. I did a lot of traveling. I traveled around the world almost every week. And whenever I was abroad, whenever I was in a different place, I felt like I would love to be home with my husband and, of course, also with my horse. Whenever I was with my horse, I felt that my husband was losing out and that there was still work to do. And if I spend time with my husband, you will already know by now, I felt that I should be with my horse because I haven't been able to take care of her during the week. And of course, there was always more work to do. So in every single moment, more or less, I had the feeling that I was not at the right place at the right time. And I was aware of that. And I really felt for it. So I felt not able to be the wife that I wanted to be, not able to be the mom that I wanted to be to my horse, not able to be the associate that I wanted to be to my company, to my manager and my colleagues. So every time I did something, it was with a little bit of a bad feeling. And this went to the point where I was so worn out by it that I got a burnout. So now, whenever I have the slightest idea that I am not in the place I would like to be, I have my little alarm bell going on, because I know this is not very helpful. So now I pay a lot of attention to being present, to being where I am. And I help a lot of clients getting that feeling as well, because I feel it's so important. And that is why I said presence is one of my principles. And again, this can go one step further, as in the trust technique, what we call being present is really a state of non-thinking. And you will probably tell me, well, Christine, this is not possible. And 10 years ago, I would have said exactly the same, because I was so in my head, I was so busy, I was always thinking. Actually, when I started off learning the trust technique and learning to get present in a way that I could stop my thinking, which now I do like that, I was really struggling. And I say, why should I stop thinking when thinking is the one of the things that I know really well? And I was struggling because I was like, yeah, when I don't think, I cannot live. I cannot go on with my life. And I have found the exact opposite. Because I am now able to stop my thinking just by pure wanting it, this frees up my mind. And it frees up my mind in situations where I need to make decisions. I need to get a look at the full picture. I need to be there for others. And this is why I learned that being in this state of presence is really the most helpful thing you can do to actually then be able to think again. Now, what can you do if you feel that presence is something you would want to experience more often and as often as you want to? There is one thing that is crucial, and that is train your brain. It's like mental fitness, like you train your muscle, you train your brain to reset, to switch off. And it's not switching off like no longer seeing things, no longer hearing it. On the contrary, if I switch off my thinking, my brain is much more open to get information in. Like when we're doing the trust technique, I get present, but I still see every move that's going on. And then I observe, and I do that in a state of pure curiosity, openness, wanting to see what's going on, wanting to understand what's going on by not making up assumptions, by pure observation. And whatever I do in this state of presence really comes from my inner self, what positive intelligence calls the sage. So this state of my authentic self, where I know what I want to do, I know what I am, I know what can be. And so again, to get there, train your brain with those little exercises that I've already given you, the micro breaks, like you take a pen and you focus 100% on this pen. Look at it and really scan it with your eyes as if you want to take a picture of it. You can move it slightly, see where lights are shining and the shadows are reflected. That's already enough. That's how long it takes. Or you put your fingertips together and start moving one hand against the other and really observe this feeling of touch between your fingertips of one hand and the palm and the fingers of the other. And of course, it sounds easy. It's probably not easy in a sense that I just want to do it and I do it, because it takes some time to practice like your muscle. You wouldn't expect to be able to carry around the heaviest weight at the first time you went to the gym. You need some practice, and the same is true for your mind. But it's possible, and it's much easier than you think. It just takes your persistence. It just takes your will to do so, or your wish to do so. That's already enough. So this was all about the first principle of neuropositive presence. And when you are present, you will see the world through different eyes. At least that's what happened to me. So I wish you a week full of presence, of moments that you can experience while being fully there with your full attention, all your senses. And I look forward to next week when we'll talk about the second principle of neuropositive, which is perspective. Bye for now.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.